The air is coming. Devotional day 2. We celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles because it is a reminder that we are strangers on this earth and that our true citizenship is in heaven. Hebrews 11:8-10 reads, "It was by faith that Abraham obeyed when God called him to leave home and go to another land that God would give him as his inheritance. He went without knowing where he was going. And even when he reached the land God promised him, he lived there by faith, for he was like a foreigner, living in tents, and so did Isaac and Jacob, who inherited the same promise. Abraham was confidently looking forward to a city with eternal foundations, a city designed and built by God. Abraham lived as a foreigner and a pilgrim. It was his obedience that led him to live with his eyes fixed on the God of promises. Abraham passed through the earth without making it his home, without falling in love with his goodness, even though he was a prosperous man. He lived in tents, which makes us think that he never took root or settled down. He lived as a nomad without believing that he had reached the end of the goal. According to faith, we are children of Abraham, and like Isaac and Jacob, we also inherit the same promise. They shared the same faith, the same vision. Abraham not only lived as a foreigner, but he also passed this vision down to his generations. What was that promise? That God was preparing a city for us, one not made by men, but by God himself, whose foundations are eternal." John 14:2-3 reads, "There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am." Here once again, Jesus tells us that he is preparing a place for us. That is the hope we have, that the day will come when Jesus returns for us to be able to be with him forever. While we wait for that city, God tells us that we have to live as foreigners. A foreigner is a person who is passing through without making his home on this earth, since his goal will be in the promised land. He does not belong to this country, therefore he is not subject to certain obligations and rights common to the nationals of a state. A foreigner in the country he visits only carries his suitcase. He is not tied to anything else. This does not mean, though, that we cannot have properties. Abraham had them. It is an attitude of the heart. And that is the vision that we must have, of total detachment from temporal things. Having the mentality of a foreigner makes us not want to take root in this world. And that while we are on this pilgrimage, we have to learn to invest our life in the kingdom of heaven, which is what really remains and is worthwhile. Let's reflect. What does God mean when he calls us to live as foreigners? Are you living as a foreigner? In what areas of your life have you put down roots? Verse to memorize. John 7:37-38 reads, "On the last day, the climax of the festival, Jesus stood and shouted to the crowds, 'Anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink, for the scriptures declare, rivers of living water will flow from his heart.'